The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276, Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton, and good morning, Coach. It's the debut of your new show here on WPTL, and we're certainly excited to have you here, and good morning, and I know that you've got a lot going on, so I appreciate you, of course, taking time to spend some time with us here this morning. I want to, I guess, first kind of go and start at the beginning. I told you a little bit yesterday, and I told several people this week, we could spend probably 3 hours trying to get everything in and talking about all the things that we got going on right now. But if you would, and I think there's some people probably still, you know, would be interested to hear this. Can you go back a little bit and start at the beginning, at the process that's sort of taken place in terms of, you know, learning that there would be an opening at Pisgah, and then having the opportunity, and then making a decision maybe with your family to come over here and continue your coaching career here. Go, if you would, just kind of go to the top and tell us a little about how all that kind of transpired.
I tell you, it really started back in the summer last year. There were some things that had come up in Henderson County, and I really took a strong look at maybe moving once our season finished up. I certainly wasn't going to leave the team where we were at last summer. Had a really good group of kids there at East, and just felt really good about that bunch. Wanted to stay with them and see it through. But I had already kind of talked to some of our coaches in our conference and just let them know, listen, after this season's over with, may take a look at moving somewhere else. As the season progressed, started talking with Coach Preston a little bit, and he made me aware of the situation coming up at Pisgah if he decided to step down and take some time to, spend a little bit more with Sheridan as she finishes up her senior year this year. And, as that transpired, we started having, more and more conversations. And then, once December rolled around and he made it official, I officially applied for the position and, went through that process, and, certainly blessed to have, not only left a good situation, but had also stepped into a good situation as well.
As far as, you're looking at the history here and all the things that have transpired since 1966, and we go back before that, and you look at the history, particularly in Eastern Haywood County in terms of football tradition, that's got to be a draw for somebody like you to maybe have and want to have an opportunity to be a part of that.
I tell you, one of the things that was kind of neat as a player as I came through, we didn't play Pisgah, me being from Rosman. But we all hung out in Brevard after ball games. And
right,
I can always
right.
remember, when Brevard and Pisgah played. And that was obviously back in the heyday for both of them. And I can remember those kids coming in and just talking about how big of a game it was and, how physical it was. And, so I always had that in the back of my mind. And just always thought that was a neat little rivalry that went on, and really didn't know much about the Pisgah-Tuscola game. I just saw it from the Brevard end of it. And just always had that in the back of my mind. So it's neat to finally be a part of that and also be a part of the Tuscola game as well.
When you come into this situation and you try to get a grasp of everything that's going on, I think you bring up great points when you're trying to, understand from the outside a little bit at the beginning there about what all the meanings are. And I guess I'm sure there'll be other things that you'll kind of see and pick up on and those kinds of things too. But as you go through time and you start thinking about what it is that you want to do, one of the things that I say in my line of work, I'm sure that all of us at this table would sort of say the same thing. You've been around long enough, you don't make a lot of guarantees in life, because to me, guarantees assume full control. And I don't know how much you fully control anything, really, in your environment and the outside things. But if there are things that you would say that you want to sort of accomplish in the long term, big picture things, I'm sure you've thought about those things. What kinds of things would you be, I guess, talking about with the kids and with the community about the things that you want to accomplish in the long term with this program here?
I'd say, a couple of things that really stand out to me is, number one, trying to continue the tradition that has been here forever. It's a big deal to not only the kids here in the school, but it's a big deal to the community. And obviously you want to continue that. you know, I think there's going to be some years in there where we can compete for some championships and conference championships and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, hopefully this is one of those years that we can do that. You know, feel really good about this team that's coming on. You know, feel good about our JV program right now. I think they're ahead of schedule as well. And, you know, the future looks good for us if we can continue to move forward and do the right things and, you know, get the kids to buy in. You know, I think we've got a bright future. You know, you mentioned at the top there's some things you can't control, and 15, 16, 17-year-old boys is one of them. So we try to corral them and get them in the right direction, and, you know, right now they're doing a good job for us.
One of the things that I would also maybe bring up that's unique to the high school situation, probably more so than certainly at the college level, pro level, is that, you know, a head coach comes in, and in many cases, there's a coaching staff that may already be in place because those guys are teaching and all those kinds of things. They're part of the school. So you kind of have to have a transition feel and be able to work with some new guys that maybe you hadn't had a relationship in the past. How has that gone so far for us?
It has been really good. You know, the one thing I noticed when WLOS came and did the news story and stuff, when I officially got hired, I went from being one of the youngest coaches at East to one of the oldest coaches here at Pisgah. So that was a little bit of transition for me, but a very good staff, young staff, that is full of energy. And, I always look at what are the advantages I have wherever I'm at. And certainly I had a little bit more experience, you know, in the coaching side of it, you know, being at East. But I've got a lot more energy, you know, here, and I think our kids feed off of that. And, you know, those things are important as well. And getting these coaches in here with me and you know, learning the things that I want them to do and letting them coach, you know. It's not all about the head coach. He's got to have a good staff with him and a staff that's bought in. Got two really good coordinators in Ben Rodomer on the offensive side and Ricky Brindley on the defensive side. Been able to add a couple of assistants, you know, I brought with me from East, plus the staff that was already here. And, you know, it's a good staff. I think people have already seen that in the scrimmages, you know, seen the energy that our kids have had. And, you know, we're just excited about getting started next Friday.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
Now, I'm not a weatherman, but sometime this rain's going to end and you can paint. Meanwhile, do that inside painting. This is the time. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has 10% off Valspar Professional and Medallion Paint. See Buddy Flynn for the perfect custom colors and save that 10% now. Check remaining sale price summer merchandise, too, at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Open daily, including Sunday afternoon.
You need some cash, there ain't no doubt.
Fluff's Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Fluff's will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Fluff's Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Fluff's proudly backs the Bears.
About that transition for you and getting used and having a relationship, forming a relationship with those coaches. Let me ask a little bit more about that. So, when you come in, do you just kind of sit down with folks and have a briefing? Do you spend a lot of time with those guys talking about the ideas that you have in terms of scheme and those kinds of things? What are those conversations like with your coaches when you start talking with them a lot, I guess, in the wintertime, January, February, December, about the things that you want to do in the upcoming year?
I think, you know, to kind of preface that a little bit, we had to, you know, the one thing that I thought was really good was the importance it was put on getting me in early.
Yeah.
I think people have probably seen a couple of articles
right,
in the paper
sure.
about it. I mean, it was a... to be able to get me in January to be with these kids, you know, that time in the spring is so valuable from a coach's standpoint, you know, trying to get to know your players, but trying to earn your players' respect as well. And, you know, if you get your players' respect when it comes time to get on them and to challenge them and things like that, you know, they step up. And, you know, if you don't have that, you know, there's been situations where coaches have only been able to come in the summertime and just put you behind, you know. And I thought it was, you know, great that they felt it important enough to get me in. You know, once I got here, I got a chance to meet with our coaches and sit down. And, you know, it wasn't so much about offense and defense philosophies. You know, we sit down and looked at personnel stuff, what fits us, you know, what can we do good, what do we feel like we've got. You know, certainly we're blessed with some good skill players this season. Feel like we're good up front on the lines. We're not got a lot of depth. Got a good quarterback. Just looking at the offensive side, defensively, felt like we were, you know, had a couple of good linebackers that were coming back from last year. Again, felt like we were good up front, but a lot of the same kids, you know, that's on the offensive side. So we looked at how we could make some rotations around to keep us as fresh as we could. And, you know, I think our coaches have done a good job coming up with the right scenarios for both sides of the ball.
So when you go back and you mentioned something there, you know, start talking a little bit about the kids. You guys made a decision as part of the the summer workout program, the camp, and those kinds of things to get your kids and get them out of town a little bit and get away from distraction, I'm sure. And I think a lot of that probably, I would guess, has a lot to do with relationships.
Absolutely.
With you guys and with each other. Talk a little bit about that decision to get the kids out of town, to spend some time away from all the other things that are going on in their lives, particularly with cell phones and all the other mess. Making that decision to get them out of town a little bit, what were your goals and objectives, and how do you feel about where you are as far as that piece of it goes right now?
You know, one of the things, I had never done two-a-days. You know, even as a coach at East Henderson, never did two-a-days. I know that David had done it here for years and years, so I certainly didn't want to change that. You know, I wanted to look at how I could add to it, and, you know, we looked at possibly doing some different things, and one of the things that popped up for us was to get us out of town. I had a connection with the principal there at Andrews High School, right, who worked with me at East Henderson, and, you know, she was able to take care of us, and, you know, we were able to help their athletic program financially as well. And, you know, it was important for me to get away and to spend as much time with these kids in a situation like that, so they could learn about me and vice versa, but also so they could learn about themselves. I heard a lot of the young kids say, "Coach, I had no idea that this guy was like this or any of these other things." So it was a growing moment for a lot of not only coaches but players as well. And I hope it's going to benefit us. I hope it's something that we can continue to do, you know, in the future. But I think it was good for us right now.
Last couple of weeks, you've had a chance, and some of the fans and parents and so forth have had a chance to kind of see the football team. Now, you guys had a scrimmage last night against Owen. They had a scrimmage last week here at the stadium against Bunker Hill, and had a chance to both see your varsity and your JVs get out there and compete a little bit. What kinds of things are you seeing right at the moment?
You know, the things you're always looking for first in scrimmages is energy. You know, how are the kids playing? How hard are they playing? When they get down, are they staying up? You know, or what kind of energy are you showing throughout the scrimmage? Because you got a lot of dead periods in there, a lot of lulls when you've got, you know, people subbing in and out. And when those kids get a chance to get back in there, are they still staying up? And, you know, looking back at last night's scrimmage, I thought our kids did a really good job. I thought we were a little bit flat maybe for the first couple of plays, first series. You know, Coach Ford and Owen do a really good job getting their kids prepared. And I thought that they were giving us some looks that we hadn't really seen. Once our kids settled down, I thought we did a good job. You know, we made a few adjustments coaching-wise, you know, with what they were giving us on defense. And, you know, like I said, we were really excited about the energy that they showed last night. And, you know, those are things we can build on.
Certainly you don't throw all your cards out there in those first couple scrimmages for everybody to see everything. But in terms of concepts, the things that I would say that you would want to accomplish, not just in terms of formation and not just in terms of necessarily assignment, but I think that you're right, what you're talking about is energy, and you're talking about pace and tempo. One of the things that I think that, you know, people around football always talk about and I believe in too is tempo and making sure that you're prepared to be up on the line ready to go the next time, and that you have a real good focus and on everything that you're trying to accomplish, not just in terms of the next couple plays or sets or whatever, but also in terms of the long term. How do you feel about the mental aspect of where your kids are right now?
You know, I think we're ahead of the schedule. You know, one thing, and you probably looked and saw a little bit of it last night, we are we're trying to get off the field more than most coaches are right now. I don't know if you noticed it, but I was really the only one behind our offensive stuff last night. We had our guys that were signaling on the sideline. Of course, Ben was up top in the box, and we want them to get used to us not being on the field. I think when you're in scrimmages, you have the tendency to want to coach so much and talk to them after every play, and we wanted the tempo part of it. You know?
Right, and to clarify that, what you're talking about is, you know, at a scrimmage game, oftentimes both sets of coaches and just about everybody that can be there is actually on the field right behind the offense, or you know, they're to try to coach. You're talking about being where you typically would be in a game situation, being out on the sideline, kind of being away to make it as realistic a game situation as you can.
Well, the closer we get to the season, you want to make it as realistic, like you said, as you can. And you know, we were, a lot of us were on the field last week in the first scrimmage, and last night we just kind of focused on backing off a little bit, making some adjustments on the sideline, talking to the kids on those changes instead of taking that time during the scrimmage. And I thought our kids had a good tempo. I know you probably saw me jump up and down and trying to get them on the ball as quick as I could, but you know, you're right in what you're saying. We're, you know, the kind of offense that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of the last few years is up tempo.
Right.
Now in saying that, you still got to be able to try to rest your kids too, so you know, it's important for us to get as many players in there in the right positions to help out so we can catch our breath a little bit and hopefully move on down the field and score again and get some people stopped.
One of the things that we always, I think, we think about that's important in terms of high school football and in terms of this time of year is numbers. Talk about your ideas about walking through the halls and recruiting players that are in your building, and tell us a little bit about how you feel like you are in terms of numbers on your JV and your varsity team right now.
I tell you, again, I think it all comes back to being there in January. I think it puts you behind the eight ball for the coaches that had to come in the summertime, didn't get a chance to get in there and see those kids and recruit. And, you know, the big thing for me was being seen, you know, even at the basketball games, at some of the baseball games, seeing these kids, letting them see me, you know, forming those relationships with them. Had a lot of kids in my classes that did not play football. You know, got a couple of those kids out. Got a couple of kids that came out for a little while and just, you know, figured out it wasn't for them. But I think getting in there and letting them see you and making that connection with those kids is only going to help you. You know, certainly there's still some kids in the school that I'd love to see out playing. Those are kids I'll continue to work on until they graduate. So, anyways, just excited about what we got. We're about 34, 35 on varsity right now. Look like we're about 43 on the JVs. We'll eight quarter some kids and bring some of those JVs up for Friday night games just for a little bit more added depth. But, you know, numbers are good right now.
In terms of feeling, you know, the way you'd want to feel this time of year going into things in terms of health and those kinds of things, you see anything that's kind of alarming to you right now?
Not yet. You know, the first scrimmage, about the only one that didn't play was Hunter White. Had a little bit of a pulled groin. It was nice to have him back last night. You know, had a couple of receptions, had a big interception last night for us as well. And, you know, Hunter allows us to be not just one-sided. You know, obviously we've got Jesse Anderson on one side, but, you know, throwing Hunter in too, now you balanced up a little bit on the passing corps. And I thought Jesse Martinez had a good scrimmage out wide, you know, just talking about the receivers last night. So it was good. You know, I feel like we're a little bit more balanced, obviously, when we have those guys in there. But health will be an issue, you know, just like anybody else. You know, we got to stay healthy as we come through it. And, you know, hopefully we're moving in the right direction, like I said earlier.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chapel Show on WPTM.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chapel Show, and you know, if I slip and say David Presley Show, don't shoot me, because I did that for about 5 years. But we'll try not to do that.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
Yeah, absolutely. I can think of worse people to call you, I'm sure. You know, going back and trying to get set for what we're doing in the next few weeks and those kinds of things. in terms of the mental attitude and where your kids were after last night. How do you feel about where you are again? Compare it to your experiences in the past with the teams that you've had.
You know, the energy that the kids have is something that's a little bit different for me. You know, certainly I've been blessed, you know, through the years to have some good players on our team and have some good teams, you know, through the years while I was there at East. The energy here with the kids is a little bit different. You know, kids are really flying around and doing some pretty neat things on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, offensively, I just thought we moved the ball really well last night. I thought we were patient, had some long drives. Those are things that we really wanted to take a look at last night, because there's going to be games where we need to be able to grind a little bit and, you know, keep that clock. And there's going to be some games where we need to spread it out and try to score quickly. And, you know, I thought when we got in those spread sets, I thought our offense did a good job as well. But, you know, it's a neat little thing right now to be a part of this. You know, I was at East for so long and had been there as an assistant, and, you know, really knew those kids when I became the head coach there. Coming in here, it was brand new. You know, obviously every coach has some expectations, but had really just stayed kind of reserved and didn't really want to put much out there where I thought we should be at, and just kind of sit back and see how it developed, and just been very pleased so far.
As far as after last night, and I know, you know, probably you think about these things, you're, you know, trying to lay in bed, trying to go to sleep, probably popping your head first thing in the morning when you wake up on Saturday morning, but are there the things that, you know, after last night or perhaps after last week that kind of sticking out in your mind is something that's a real area of concern right now?
You know, biggest concern for us right now obviously would be death. You know, we talked a little bit about that earlier. Just don't have the, you know, the depth that I would like to see. You know, got a lot of starters that are going both ways. I think that that's, you know, as you look, that's one of the reasons we'll eight quarter some kids and bring them up. We've got some really good sophomore JV kids, especially on the front line, that actually played some last night that we feel like can come in and help us as well. And, you know, feel good about what we got. But, again, depth is an issue for us, and just being concerned about that and trying to make sure we take care of our kids. And, you know, we came out of these two scrimmages pretty much intact and healthy. Yeah. And, you know, can we get through this non-conference schedule to the open date and then, you know, get ready for that conference run? You know, it's a long season, but I can tell you what, I think the more busy that you are, the more it flies by. And it has been a quick off season.
Well,
for me. It really has. And, you know, season's already here. School starts Wednesday, and, you know, it's back on top of us again.
I got to say this, because I think it's fair to say. I was, you know, my little boy is myself is just now kind of learning the game and that kind of thing. I thought you guys did a terrific job with those children during the camp this summer, having the opportunity to interact with them, making them feel important, making them have a desire, I think, to want to be a part of this as they grow older. Interacting with the varsity and the JV players was a really good deal. I think that you're really putting something in special when you're talking about reaching out to the other areas, not just the youth, but also within the community. I think that's what you have to do here in this community, but you should feel real good, I think, about the relationships that you guys have already been able to make as you're going forward. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, just some other stuff that maybe are not really on the outside, but beyond, you know, certainly the control within the program. One of the things that I've seen that I feel a whole lot better about, I mentioned to these guys when we came in this morning to Doc and Zeke, is that we backed up the schedule again a little bit. We're not getting started as early as we were the last couple of years. To me, I had a problem with, you know, ending the season so early. You kind of want to go into a little bit in November, and you want to have that bye week in there and get your 11 in. I know that, you know, we've sort of gotten away from that pod system that a lot of people didn't feel real good about the last few years. Talk about, if you would, some of the changes that are going to take place really in high school football. That have come down the pike from the High School Athletic Association, and how they kind of might impact things for us.
You know, one of the things, and you mentioned to start with the schedule, you know, one of the things that they had changed 2 years ago was moving that schedule up a week and getting us finished early. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of football coaches in favor of it. You know, we had been used to so long of that last game of the season being the first week of November. You know, getting into those little bit of colder months. You know, obviously we didn't have to start as early, you know, in August either, as far as when you were playing. And, you know, the coaches got together and kind of, you know, banded together and took it to the state association and got it changed back. And I think it was really important to get that taken care of. It's neat to see those coaches come together and do that. The other thing that you mentioned was the pod system. The pod system was another one of those, you know, cases where it was just not something that the coaches felt worked good. We didn't think it was good for the communities. Give you a great example. We were a number one seed out of our conference a couple of years ago at East.
Right.
And we had to travel in the first round. And, it was just something. We didn't get to host those games. We didn't get to take the concessions, things that helped fund our other programs. And, I was glad that the state listened to it. Unfortunately for the 1As, they're still in the pods right now. We'll see how that goes for them this next season. But, it's good to see the state association listening to us a little bit. You were talking about some of the changes coming down the pipeline. One of the big things for this year that's a little bit different, anytime a helmet comes off, last year they instituted the policy that player's got to come out for play. That's still in place. But the other thing that they've added to it, once a helmet comes off, that player is dead. If they continue to play, if they continue to go on to make a tackle, throw on a defensive side, or continue to run or block or whatever that is, they're going to institute a 15-yard penalty. They're trying to get these kids to not get in situations where, they're taking those headshots and things of that nature. And, obviously concussions are a big concern now,
right,
especially with everything going on in the NFL. And it's trickling down. I think anytime you're making decisions based on safety for kids, I think it's a good thing. Sometimes we go overboard with it, but these are one of those things that I think it really needs to take a strong look at. Great example, you look back, and I've watched a little bit of NASCAR, look back at Dale Earnhardt, when all of that happened with him, and obviously the death with him in Daytona. Look at everything that has changed since then. I mean, you got the softer walls, you got the Hans devices, you got all of these things trying to protect these drivers. And I think if you're proactive, like I said, I think we're moving in the right direction and taking the safety of our kids in our own hands.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show, WPTF.
Clough's Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Clough's will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Clough's Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Clough's proudly backs the Bears.
Now, I'm not a weatherman, but sometime this rain's going to end and you can paint. Meanwhile, do that inside painting. This is the time. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has 10% off Valspar Professional and Medallion paint. See Buddy Flynn for the perfect custom colors and save that 10% now. Check remaining sale price summer merchandise too at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Open daily, including Sunday afternoon.
Chip, buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Just a couple more minutes here. We finish up the first edition of the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, you take a look at everything that's going on as far as your schedule and that kind of thing. Tell me about the next week. This is your first week of having a chance to go through, I guess, a normal preparation for a game. I guess the only difference is your kids aren't in school yet. They will be on Wednesday. But as far as what happens, and you mentioned this and talking to you a little bit yesterday, that you probably have a real set schedule of what is going to take place between the time you wake up Saturday morning and how things finish up on Friday night that week. Tell me about what that schedule is going to look like for us this week.
I tell you, and it actually starts this morning. Actually, we got we're doing the radio show now. I'll actually meet with our coaches at 9 o'clock here in just a little while. Breaking down film and getting ready for North Buncombe next week.
So you do that pretty quick.
We do. It's a quick turnaround. Coach Renaud, who had hired me at East, that
right.
was one thing that Eddie did. We met on Saturday mornings. Some coaching staffs meet on Sunday evenings. I always like to just do it the first thing in the morning. I tell you what I have found is that we will come back and make changes throughout the weekend that we thought we had set in place on Saturday morning, and might watch a college game that might give us some more insight
exactly.
on something.
Absolutely.
And make some changes as we come around. But the one negative thing about it that I can say, we don't get to enjoy those wins the night before as much because you have such a quick turnaround.
Right.
And, you know, Coach Ford, a good friend of mine at Owen, I know he always tells me, he said, Brett, enjoy them when you can. And, you know, that's one thing that I look at that is a negative side of trying to get it done so quickly. You know, you don't get to enjoy it as much. But, you know, it gives us a little bit more time on the weekends with our families as well. And, you know, they don't get to see us much Monday through Friday, so it's nice to get that taken care of and get prepared for the week and then get back home to see, you know, mama and the kids and all those people. So, you know, that's part of it too. You want to be there with your families. You know, it's a drain on them as well as it is on the coaches. So, you know, that's the kind of how the schedule will go. Obviously, Monday we'll get back to a regular type school week. Kids are back in school on Wednesday. You know, we're still sitting there at two early release days, Wednesday and Thursday, so the kids will be out at 12. So really the first full day will be a Friday game day. So, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how they come out of the first school day and, you know, how we can play on Friday night. But, you know, the kids have gotten used to the schedule. We're just going to flip the time around a little bit and, you know, go from there.
Well, certainly excited about having you here. Again, congratulations. And I'm just tickled to death that you've got the opportunity to be a part of a very special family, and I think that that's what we have here in this community. I want to thank all of our sponsors again for bringing the show to you this morning, including Southeastern Sports Medicine. I had a chance to talk a little bit with Dr. Motley this morning, and certainly appreciate him and their willingness to sponsor this show here on WPT, along with all of our sponsors here. Next week, Friday, 6:30 is our airtime. Chuck and I will have the pregame show again at 7:30 is kickoff. You can find it on 920 AM. You can also listen to us at WPTLradio.net and on TuneIn Radio application on your smart device. You can find WPTL there and you can listen to us that way as well. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton and Frank Bird back in the studio. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.